All right, we're recording. We're to agenda item 16.01, approval of superintendent's contract. The recommended action is that the superintendent's contract be extended for 1 year and shall be for a 3-year period commencing July 1, 2011 and ending June 30th, 2014. Do we have a motion to approve the recommended action?
So moved
and seconded. So it's open for discussion. Director Dutton.
I'm very pleased with our superintendent's performance and very happy to offer him this extension of contract for the next 3 years and commend him for his work and look forward to working with him as we progress and feel that we are very lucky in Everett Public Schools to have the leadership of Dr. Cohn, and again look forward to working with him on our goals and priorities as we move forward.
The maker of the motion actually should have been allowed to speak first, so we'll reverse the two, so we'll let you speak second. Director Andrews.
I agree with Director Dutton, who spoke out of turn.
No, it's, I was recognized.
It's actually an honor to be an extension on your contract. The board is extremely satisfied with your performance and look forward to another year working together. Thank you.
Thank you.
Other discussion?
So I'm delighted with the accomplishments that have been that occurred in the district in the last year, and have unqualified confidence in the work of the superintendent and look forward to voting in the affirmative.
Director Olson?
When you say the board, I wish you wouldn't say the board. You should say 4 members of the board. I think perpetual 3-year contracts are a bad idea for any public school district, because no matter what happens, you're stuck with the person for 3 years. They're a bad idea. They should be annual contracts. But in this particular case, I think it's an especially bad idea. I do not support a renewal of the contract.
I would say that important work has been done this year in setting the stage for our future in terms of building healthy relationship with the diversity community, in terms of building healthy relationships with the 7 collective bargaining units and their presidents and their organizations, in terms of fashioning a strategic plan in collaboration with our community of stakeholders, both the community at large and within the district, and with the board of directors, that efforts in terms of generating professional learning communities has progressed substantially this year, that the support for the board in achieving its work plan for the year has been stellar, that the items outlined in the work plan for the superintendent have been a focus of considerable energy and activity, with significant progress reported this evening. We have a lot of key people in the community supporting this school district and its effort, and a good energy going on internally, creating a process that gets buy-in as we address key issues around reading and math and science, cultural competency, college-going environment, career-ready environment, early learning partnerships. All of these are vital to the strategic plan that the board has adopted, and we're positioned nicely for now having adopted a plan to put the right team of people and right energy together for implementation of that plan. So,
point of information, real quick. When were you going to fill out the evaluation report? Are you going to do that in front of the board so we can all see it? Are you doing that
subsequent,
after the fact?
I will draft it and share it.
Draft it and share it, or draft it for board voter approval? I just want to know if you're going to unilaterally fill out the form without the board knowing what goes on it.
We'll share it. We will share it with the board members.
So it's your discretion on what to put on it?
I will draft it. It'll be a draft.
It'll be a draft.
So, it's been moved and seconded to extend the superintendent's contract to June 30, 2014. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, no.
No.
Abstentions? That would be 4 yes and 1 no.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure serving you. I look forward to working with you, Bert. It's a great place to be.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.
So, final item on the agenda tonight is item 17, which is a board meeting self-evaluation. Fountains?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Thanks.
We are done for the evening. Adjourning at 10:29 p.m. 1 minute short of 5 hours.
That's pretty good.
6 hours.
Anything other than midnight is welcome.
Shorter than the last one. We're done. 11 minutes.
Oh.